Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we're going to talk dishwashers, and we're going to have a very common comparison. We're going to talk about Bosch versus Miele dishwashers. So definitely something that we see all the time. So right off the top, what are your thoughts when I say Bosch versus Miele dish?
Well, I think, like you said, two well-known brands and brands that people aspire to. Bosch, certainly more, I would say, mainstream, partially because its price points hit a wider audience. But certainly a brand that people know for quality. Yeah. And these are both, you know, we get down to it at the end. Both of these are very similar service ratings.
Yeah.
In that high five, low six, within a point or two of each other, tenths of points. They're very well made. But Bosch really has done a couple of things. It's stretched itself. So when you used to see Bosch in that 900 to kind of $13.99 price point. That was its wheelhouse forever, as long as they've been in business here in the U.S. Over the last few bunch of years here, they've started to try to make box store models, if you will, even into that sub in that 600-ish price range. That's the only part that I think is kind of, it's attracted more customers, but I don't think it's given them the fair shake of what a Bosch really is. Those are very much stripped down models. A lot of them had plastic bottoms. Racks were far more inferior. I think for most people buying a Bosch, $899 you can get a good machine, and really $899 to $1,300 is kind of, that is their wheelhouse. They dominate that category quite well. So that's what I think of Bosch. And again, it's very well known. When you think about a Miele, ironically, when we do our luxury studies or studies to our audience, and we put out there what are the brands, and we list all the appliance brands that we might sell and say, rate them in terms of luxury, what percent? Miele is always, unequivocally, not even close to any other, forget dishwasher, any appliance brand, always comes up as the brand that people recognize luxury for the most. Yeah. It's kind of cool to see. And their dishwasher has always been seen as such. So that was always a dishwasher that was amazing. Set the standard for features and longevity. You know, 20 years is a standard kind of life expectancy of a Miele dishwasher, 20 plus. So long longevity in their machines, but always sat in that really upper echelon of price point. They, like Bosch, have been able to meet the masses and come down. So they have dishwashers that start on promo at $999. And they go right up to $3,000, but they've really expanded their breadth. So Miele, again, is a brand that we see more and more and more sales. And the one thing with them is while the features may change, the construction, the overall quality with them, they've never got into that really low piece. You can't buy a loud Miele. You can't buy a bad Miele. Yeah, they're kind of all high quality and up.
Yeah. So then, you know, let's dig a little bit into kind of Bosch and kind of, you know, what's unique with them too. And like we said, you know, Bosch, you know, real both super reliable dishwashers. Bosch, a few different styles. They'll come kind of that traditional, really similar to the Miele, but bar handle there where you can kind of get the matching handle that matches the rest of their appliances. They have a recessed pocket control, so no handle, doesn't stick out, doesn't mismatch. And then they make exposed controls models that the controls are all there, right there in the front. Again, really the same Miele Bosch, kind of the same when it comes to those different styles. As well as panel ready, if you want to do a custom cabinet front, Bosch and Miele, both good brands to look for there, as they're both European brands, will sit more flush within a 24-inch cabinet. So just, both brands there. Bosch, you know, one thing that a couple of years ago, they came out with a new drying system called the Crystal Dry, and they use a zeolite. So while European dishwashers have always been known to not use that heated dry, more energy efficient, maybe drying wasn't as great within the European models because of that, especially plastics. This really changed that. The zeolite, it's a material that really heats up with the steam in the dishwasher that allows air. It's almost like a heating element that pushes the heat into the dishwasher. So while it's not using a traditional electric element, it is actively pushing heat naturally into the dishwasher. And when you talk about drying and drying plastics, it really does a really nice job there. So as far as drying, I'd say it's probably a better job than really the American dishwashers, even as far as drying goes there.
Yeah.
They've also introduced in their latest series that they came out with here over the last 6 to 9 months is their power control in the dishwasher. So you talk about washability and what that is. So as opposed to now on the bottom only having that kind of traditional spray arm, they've added an extra kind of power arm on that kind of twists at the end. The cool thing with that is obviously it adds a little bit more pressure and more water jets, but it goes to a specific spot on the dishwasher. So you can set it to go to the front or the back. So if you have really caked on casserole dishes, pots, anything like that, you can center those and really have that power arm focus to do a better job of cleaning there. If you have the Bosch app, you can even set it to be even more specific there in certain sides. So really kind of nice washability features that it has. They have models with a third rack there as well. And again, lots of adjustability in the racks depending on going up and down. The other part with that drying, you know, to get that crystal dry drying feature, you really got to be in their 800 series and up. Yep. If you're lower below that, like their 500 series, they do an auto air, which really just pops the door open when the cycle's done. So that's kind of some of the unique features with the Bosch. Miele, just kind of as a comparison, another European brand that has always been known to do a really nice job of drying. They do it really differently. They have ports in the bottom of the dishwasher that actually open up, allow the air, the room temperature air, to come into the dishwasher. And now they're allowing that air to kind of enter into the dishwasher. The cool, the steam in the dishwasher now gets attracted better to that cool stainless steel sides and allows the water to dissipate down the sides there. And again, does a really good job drying. Washability. So, you know, third racks are huge in these dishwashers. People use them for silverware, cups, spatulas, you know, little things like that that are hard to put anywhere else in the dishwasher. Why I really like the Miele third rack, it has, I think, a little bit more adjustability, definitely, but the washability on that third rack.
Unbelievable.
Bosch really has kind of like, not a spray arm at the top. It's almost like a spritzer is what I'll call it. And it kind of, it'll shoot the water in that third rack. But Miele actually has a true spray arm up there to get way better water coverage in that top rack as well. So, you know, just some of the differences there when you're talking about kind of washability and drying within those brands.
Yeah. So if that's, it's, that's a lot, because we kind of throw around the 800 series, 5%.
Yeah.
To break it down simply, kind of Yale 101 style selling back to the day is all these dishwashers are going to wash and dry your dishes. Yeah. They will dry your dishes. I will defend Bosch or any European brand. I hate to say it, more often than not, it's user error. We need to leave the door closed, get it on a true normal wash or an auto wash cycle. If you put anything on an express wash, it's eliminating the dry and heat feature altogether. You need to make sure Rinse-Aid is in it for any brand dishwasher today. And make sure that you may think you're leaving the door closed is a significant other or a child or somebody in the family coming and open it when you're not around, because it does only heat that air once. And if you're in and out of that machine, you're escaping that air and it won't get back in. But I digress for the moment. When you're looking at dishwasher, they all will wash and clean. Yeah. But I think really when you look at any brand dishwasher and you say, why is this one 900 and this one looks the same and it's 1,000 and this one, things to look for. Adjustability in racking, flexible tines, maybe the introduction of a third rack. And if you get a third rack and it's not for you, and Miele, very reasonably, you can get a traditional cutlery basket, and we recommend everyone does either way. In a Bosch, you get both. They still keep the basket and you get that third rack. But as you do that, as well, it's aesthetic. You know, if your buttons are fully integrated, meaning you could have a scoop for a handle as opposed to a tube handle, but that you don't see any of the controls on the outside, they're at the top of the dishwasher when you open it up, you might pay slightly more for that. And then we get into noise, and they do get quieter and you do get more cycles. When we do self-discovery with the customer, we're always saying, all right, let's sit back. What is the cycle you use today? Because this can be crazy and you can start chasing these things. I have to have it. Do I need it? What do you use today?
Yeah.
If you're somebody that uses normal wash and occasional pot and pan, you're pretty much all set with any of them. If you're somebody that uses China, well, that might be a step up. So those are some of the things to think about. And then finally, you know, they do get quieter, as I mentioned. I'm going to tell you, the human ear has a hard time detecting sound much under 46 decibels. So a lot of these start, or the better ones, anything $900 and up, start really quiet.
Yeah.
I would tell you in a Miele, don't ever worry about it. They don't make a loud one. You won't hear the difference. You won't hear any of them. And the same is true with the Bosch. Any of those better models, it used to be a big thing in marketing, but as things just keep getting quieter and quieter, as much now, I feel like it's part of a marketing ploy because you really don't hear any of them.
Definitely.
To be honest.
And like, and you know, last things too, with the Miele, you talked about like crystals and things like that. One thing that Miele is definitely known for is that, you know, being delicate, being able to have that china and crystal cycle on there. So if you have truly kind of anything that one, like you always say, if it's something you're truly nervous about that it's going to break, just don't put it in the dishwasher. Don't do it, please.
But we do have people that have very expensive wine glasses, gold leaf china, all these types of things. If there's any, when they ask those types of questions, you know, if they're that specific and they tell me that they don't want to hand wash, the Miele is hands down the one to go.
Absolutely.
It has specialty racks. Its temperature accuracy, much like its laundry, is professional. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. And then in their 7000 series, kind of innovative 7000 series and up, you know, we talk about automatic dispensers a lot in laundry, but they've actually added an automatic dispenser in their dishwasher where they'll have this power disc. Now, you don't have to use it. You can use traditional liquid soap, the pods. You can use whatever you use today. But for those, for convenience, they make a power disc that really looks like a CD.
Yeah, it does.
Goes right into the door, and it will dispense the right amount of powdered detergent depending on the type of cycle you're doing.
Yeah.
So kind of something cool there too, and really the only ones in the market there.
And at the end of the day, watching my kids put detergent in my machine, I can assure you that some people say, oh, well, that's going to be a hook and that's expensive and this and that. Remembering, again, you can use whatever you want, but I see my kids overload my machine even though I tell them all the time, a little bit of detergent. So I think in the end, the cost is it's pretty reasonable. It's super, super easy and, you know, efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So that's everything Bosch versus Miele. Definitely a lot there. A really good comparison. So hope you learned something today.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.